Bear Country 95.3. It is 7:52. It's Tuesday morning, and we're going online on this beautiful morning with my good friend Mick from Montague Webworks. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. This week, I want to talk about the Greenfield Business Association.
Yeah, let's talk
GBA.
About
that. All right. Okay. So the website is greenfieldbusiness.org.
All right.
If you, dear listener out there, if you are a business in Greenfield,
right.
The Greenfield Business Association needs your help. They we're kind of running out of steam. There's going to be a letter in the paper written by George.
Uh-huh.
George Gohl, who is the owner of the Greenfield Garden Cinema.
He loves George.
He's great. He's the president of the GBA board, which I just joined a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to put together what we were initially calling a gala event, but now it's just sort of a New Directions meetup at Taylor's upstairs, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And it's for local businesses to come and talk about the future of business in Greenfield.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, it's no longer Walmart. It's in the article. It's written in the letter. But it's like Amazon. You know, I mean, there are shops closing down sometimes. And I don't know. It's just the board feels like that they need new energy and new ideas and ways to sort of protect businesses in Greenfield. And what should the GBA do about that?
Mm-hmm.
Should there be a GBA? Should it just close, or should it change direction and change the services that it does and not focus so much on downtown, you know, Main
mm-hmm.
Street? There's a lot of events that the GBA does on Main Street, but I don't have a business on Main Street, you know, so it doesn't really affect me all that much. So if you go to the website, greenfieldbusiness.org, and
yeah.
you are a business owner,
yeah.
you'll see a copy of the letter that's going to be in the paper. It got emailed out to all the members. Every Greenfield business is going to get this printed copy mailed to them.
Okay.
We're hiring Ken Adams, direct. Everyone's going to get a copy, so you'll get that. And then there's also a sign-up. So we have an idea how many
people are
coming.
Getting the word out on this one.
Getting the word out. There's a sign up. You can fill it out. It's just a couple of fields long. And you know, you tell us whether or not you're coming, how many people are coming. And if you can't come, you can put some ideas in there. What do you think the GBA should do? Because this is an all-out effort.
Sounds like the association is looking to have some questions answered.
Yes, and get some fresh ideas and maybe some new board members. And
talk about that meeting that's going to be at Taylor's next week. Pass along the date and time again.
All right, so it's June 27th.
All right.
From 5:30 to 7:30. It's at Taylor's upstairs bar, the sports bar.
So that's next Wednesday.
Street level, yep. The board will be there. Each board member will say something about what they think, and then it'll be opened up to all the participants there.
Good.
It'll be cash bar, free appetizers, so you can come and, you know, have little snackies. Fill out a questionnaire. We'll have a questionnaire there for people to fill out and in hand in.
I would imagine there's more information about this event at the greenfieldbusiness.org
website.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Oh, good, Nick. Keep up that good work over there.
I try, I do. Greenfieldbusiness.org.
All right, very good. Mick is from Montague Webworks, which is a part of our 30% off store. Just to shift gears a little bit, 30% off store over at the Bear Country website. You'll find the link where you can get gift certificates to local restaurants and businesses and services like Mick Muller's and save 30% off of those services. Mick?
And wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice. I like that story too. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
See you.
It's 7:57.